Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Our guest on today's program, acclaimed author Gianina Sepetka. She's born, raised in Romania, came to America for a graduate degree in business when she was 27 years old. The year 2019, somewhat of a threshold in her life. She says, I would have lived the first half of my life in Romania, second half from 27 to 54 in America. From Romania, she chose an education in engineering, taking after her father. Coming to America, she decided to further her knowledge of business. Her newly found love after the anti-communist revolution of December 1989, after being laid off from the banking industry in 2011, she decided to dedicate herself almost exclusively to her hobbies of photography and writing. Gianina says she seems to have defined her artistic inner voice, found it in her early 40s. Writing poetry at first as a means of placing on paper her thoughts she had about the world, politics, economics, love, marriage, and whatever else helped her pursue her happiness. Among her latest work, the sci-fi novel Dystopian, the continuation of the big thought reading machine, Fiction or Not, Here Is What I Got, now published, by the way, available Amazon, other retailers. We'll give you that information as we talk throughout the program. And Gianina Sepetka is our guest on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure and so much to talk about on the program. And I love this where you finally decided, you know, I'm a writer and that's what I'm going to do. I can write in various forms and I'm going to do this. What inspired you to start writing your books? And then we'll talk about Dystopian as well. But what started you off in this writing process?
Well, I started writing while I was still a credit analyst. I wrote a couple of poems, which I sent to poetry.com. The first poems I wrote, I have received some emails from poetry.com, and I started to dab into it. I wrote a couple of poems I sent there in my late 30s. But then when I was 46, after being laid off, I decided to semi-retire and dedicate myself to writing. When I write, my preferred form of writing is poetry. One of the things people used to say about me when I worked was that I am succinct. And they also used to say that I go for the kill, sort of speak. So poetry is very point. A metaphor can paint a picture for you. It can make you laugh. It can make you cry. I also like very much to read poetry. A poem speaks to me in one way, to another reader in other ways. And it reaches the heart easier than prose can. When I read poetry, I can laugh, I cry, ponder, all for the same poem inspired by the same metaphor within a couple of minutes. So I'm very drawn to poetry. My father read some of my poems, and he observed that they do not always rhyme. So he encouraged me to start writing prose. He advised that I would think about keeping a journal and maybe writing something autobiographical.
Well, Dad is always right. In this case, he knew exactly where your talents were at and had you do this. Tell us a little bit about the background. I gave sort of a brief encapsulation of your background and how you came about doing what you do now, which is writing so well and touching people with your poetry and well as your novels.
Well, I went to a math and physics high school. And I became an electrical engineer in Romania because my father was an electrical engineer. I came to America to study business for graduate studies. And after being laid off from a job that did not satisfy me anymore, I semi-retired and decided to spend all my energy following my hobby of writing. After my brother's demise, when I was about 24, followed immediately by the anti-communist revolution, I have been a long search for myself and my purpose in life. Initially, I switched from engineering to business, thinking that it would be a job which would be more socially in tune with my own self-interests, where I would socialize more and factor in human behavior. I was again drawn to numbers, towards the dry areas of investments and then banking. But I started writing poetry while I was still a credit analyst. When the bank decided to move the offices from California, while my husband had a still good, very good job here in the Bay Area as an electrical engineer, I decided to dedicate myself full-time to writing. After immigrating to America, I had changed. I am a first-generation immigrant. I lived here in sheer poverty, and I am now capable to afford to write. My understanding of the world expanded with every stage in life. From engineering, I am thankful to have learned to make leaps and imagine new things happening, to be somewhat of an inventor. I do not have inventions of my own from the 5 years of work experience as an engineer, but Dulcina has in my novels. From studying business in America, I learned easier and faster the ropes, so to speak, for living as an American and for integrating in the society of my country of choice. We came to America for learning and for freedom, and we ended up making our life here. Jeffersonian democracy is what motivated us to fight. We obtained our citizenship after 22 years of immigration, and it was hard. I do not even want to think about the life of an illegal immigrant. I was blessed upon coming to this country to have had some programs available to me, such as the quotas for international students financial aid, which was the only way in which I could finalize my graduate studies.
Yes.
My husband and I, yes.
Yes, go ahead. I just
my husband considered that a B in any area of study would bring along a failure to integrate in America. So our first compass were A's in we had to master every subject in school in order to have somewhat of an indicator that we might after all make it or that we would be good enough. Well, we only had ourselves and our mind to rely on.
And yes, and it's such an incredible story what both of you have been able to do. With us on the program, our guest is Gianina Sepetka. And to spell that, if you're Googling, it's Gianina Sepetka. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll link on directly to Gianina's website, which is mypoetrymylife.com. Spend a little time there, and you will need to, because of all of the books, all of the great work that that she's done. Where did this love for books begin? We talk about the writing that's been there. Where did the love of books begin for you? Was this something back in school where you were an avid reader? Is that where it began?
Yes. Well, I started in kindergarten when I had some poetry books with illustrations. Yes. And I was in love with one of the poems called Zranta in Romanian, which translates as rags, which was about a dog who eats the egg that the hen laid each day. And I learned the poem by heart and pretended to read it to others. And the first book I ever read after learning the ABCs was The Legends of the Olympians. And I remember reading The Legend of Prometheus and how he gave fire to mortals and had been punished for it. And I was very impressed by that. It's one of the few ones I remember still. In elementary school, I never put one book down from reading without picking another one up. I read like that all throughout elementary school and high school. I love pretty much to read usually nonfiction. I love very much to read life-inspired and history-inspired book novels. And I still love very much to read poetry. I am active on the fanstory.com website, where I like to review poems of other fellow writers and other short stories and short essays. And I still, I am currently looking for the works of Omar Khayyam, which my father recommended, but I never read that. And of his works. I am reading right now in English and French. I ordered over the Amazon recently, and I bought the book of La Fontaine, Fabule by La Fontaine, and I am trying to remember to refresh my memory of French language and also to read the Fabule in English, which is not that easy to for an English as a second language reader. I read them for the first time in Romanian.
Wow, that's a very aggressive list, and it shows all of your interest in writers, some of the great writers, and all of the books available out there now. Time is going by so quickly here. I want to talk about the first story you wrote, if you can remember it, and what was it about? Do you remember back that when you did that first story?
Yes, it was on a test of English as of proficiency in English. It was immediately after I came to America in December of 1992, and I was taking the test for in a community college up in Oregon, and I had to write something in 30 minutes. So in a couple of seconds, I decided to write about the story of growing up in Romania. Together with my brother as two spiritual children raised by a family who wanted us to know about religion, but who had to fight with the communist doctrine and realities of the communist society. So it was about me and my brother going to take communion. And then being taken from church directly to school. And we were in our Sunday attire, even though it was a school day. And of course, with new clothes, it was before Easter. And the children started all picking on us. And my brother was very happy to tell everybody we went to church and to communion. So our father was called to school and admonished about the fact that we were propagating religion to other children and talking about religion in school. That was the story, and that is what it was about.
And it sounds like you remember it like it was just yesterday, that vivid memory that you bring alive in the story. And I'm sure it just in the interview, and I'm sure in the story, you've captured that as well. Gianina Sepetka is our guest on the program, talking about all of her wonderful books. MyPoetryMyLife.com is her website. I want to talk a little bit about poetry and then talk about Dystopian, which I think is the latest work that you've done that we'll cover as well. But why do you write poetry? What is it that you like about poetry? And then we'll talk about you add photography to that, which gives us a whole new level, a whole new dimension. Why do you like poetry so well? Why does that resonate with you?
I'm very drawn to metaphors. I can express thoughts very succinctly. If I get an idea, and I don't know, in a few words, I can paint a picture. I can express how I feel. Sometimes I write poetry inspired by the storylines of my novels. Sometimes I incorporated the poetry into the novel. Also on fanstory.com, they have this writing contest. So since I'm an active member of fanstory.com, I look for contests, and I sometimes take a writing prompt and start going with it. I like writing about love. I write about politics. I write about things that interest me.
Yeah, it's such a broad range of topics that you write about.
I write about economics. I have poems about foreign exchange, for example, since I come from business and from financial analysis. I write that poem, by the way, was written after a conversation I had with my father when he was complaining about, I was here in America and he was back in Romania, and he was complaining about the rate of the exchange rate of the dollar compared to the Romanian leu. So I hang up, and after I hang up, I started writing that poem, which is published in my latest book, Lessons for a New Generation. I had, I don't know, what was the second part of your question?
Well, it was when you did poetry, and I just, boy, the time is going by so quickly. There's so much to talk about with Giannina and what she's done. And after that conversation with your father, there's this frustration in the artistic side of you sees, even though you're talking about exchange rates and foreign exchange, you see something there that you can turn into a poem, which you've done so well. All of her books, by the way, are available on her website, mypoetrymylife.com. Including poetry in color, which I think is what the first of the manuscripts that you've done, combining photography and poetry. And just take a brief time here, and then we'll talk about dystopian. But that has to be fun because you're able to bring this other element into it, and you take the words and they come to life with the photography. How much fun is that as an artist to combine those two crafts?
I thought about this after a family vacation. In 2011, I went on a vacation to the national parks and to Las Vegas, I think. And I had some beautiful photography. And I decided that some of them would... I think I wrote... some poems inspired by some photography. I said I could write a poem about this. And when I was thinking, how about I put a book together, which would draw attention, because the photography is so striking. Some of the photography was beautiful, I thought.
Yes.
And I said, well, people don't really know me. So they could be attracted to the cover of the book. They could be attracted to the pictures in the book. And then they would discover the poems that accompany the photography. So this is how Poetry in Color came about. And then from then on, I decided the next books of poetry were all about poetry and photography and digital art. So I have now a second book, Lessons for a New Generation. And I'm working on a third manuscript. I have a manuscript called Ikebana, which is about 100 haiku poems accompanied by either digital art or photography.
And the photography is poetic as well when you look at it. Giannina does such an excellent job, and I love the versatility of the art and what you're able to do. And you'll find it all on our website, mypoetrymylife.com. A couple minutes left in the program, so let's talk a little bit about dystopian, where this idea came from. In a few sentences, give us a little broad view of what's in your book, Dystopian, which, by the way, is now available at all the usual places, and you'll find information on her website as well. Tell us about Dystopian.
Dystopian is the continuation for the Fiction or Not, This Is What I Got. It's the second book in a what is now, it's going to be a third one, which I'm working on. I have a third manuscript. The book, the novel is called Fiction or Not, This Is What I Got. The first book was called The Big Thought Reading Machine. And it is about the Tsarina. It is about a superhero, a woman superhero, born and raised as a normal child in Romania. The main character, Dulcinea, is being told through telepathic messages at the ripe age of 46 that she has an IQ of 7,000, that she is the most intelligent person who ever lived, and that she might be a messenger of God. She is also told that she doesn't know the complete truth about telepathic communication, which everybody else uses frequently, except for her, until she was 46. She is told that she is an outcast at subliminal level, trapped in a game where people try to find out if she could indeed be the messenger of God as they expected her to be. Her DNA is linked to the Big Thoughts reading machine. She is the anchor of the machine, which works with her life force and chronicles everything she does, among other things. In the second book, The Dystopian, Dulcinea decided to write a novel in which to communicate to the people how they should fight the Goa'ulds. She starts by explaining the credo of freedom of the mind, body, and spirit, and intermittently brings information from the internet and from other writings in support of her arguments for fighting the Goa'ulds, for democracy, and for respecting human rights. It's also inspired by some of the events of 2019. It touches on Dulcinea's view on climate change. It describes some of her inventions for a better world, like, for example, the supercell technology, the buildings without air conditioning but with comfortable temperatures, and the Yomobile, an electric car which uses supercell technology and will never break or use any other type of fuel. It recharges as it runs. The Goa'ulds are a name that is probably comfortable with some readers. While I took the name from movies like Star Trek and Stargate, in those movies they describe creatures from out of space. In my books, it is about people who are here on Earth, who are very selfish, who are generally criminal. Sometimes they express themselves as being offended by other people's intelligence or by other people's accomplishments, and they have complete disregard for others or for the law.
I just love.
I made Dulcinea a writer. And this way I can incorporate in the novel almost every essay, short story, or poem that I think about.
Well, you've got my attention. I love Dystopian is new. Now, that's available as well as all of the books we talked about, the poetry, the novels you will find at Giannina's website, which is mypoetrymylife.com. Talking about Dystopian, that's the new one. The other books that she mentioned, you'll find at the website as well. Giannina Sipitka, if you're Googling, Giannina Sipitka. Make it very easy. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can log on. Her website, very simply, mypoetrymylife.com. Giannina, this has really been fun. The time has gone by way too quickly. So much to talk about. I love what you bring in your writing and your pictures as well. Thank you so much for spending time with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure, and you'll find it once again at Giannina's website, mypoetrymylife.com. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.